Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 370 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Dressing upstairs or not, I couldn't see him when he went behind Theo's curtain. We stayed at the Frank home about 10 minutes. At the undertaking establishment, I was right behind Mr. Frank. He was between me and the body. I saw the face when the undertaker turned her over. Yes, Mr. Frank being in front of me had an opportunity to see it also. No, our Frank didn't go into that sleeping room. Mr. Frank went out just ahead of me. When we went back to the pencil factory, Mr. Frank went to the safe and unlocked it readily at the first effort. He got the book, put it on the table, opened it at the right place, ran his finger down until he came to the name of Mary Fagan, and says, "Yes, this little girl worked here, and I paid her $1.20 yesterday. We went all over the factory that day. Nobody saw that blood spot that morning. I guess there must have been 30 people there that day. Nobody saw it. I was there twice that day. Mr. Starnes was there. He didn't call attention to any blood spots. Chief Lanford was there, and he didn't discover any blood then. Mr. Frank was at the police station on Monday from 8:30 until about 11:30. Mr. Frank told me he had discharged Mr. Gant on account of shortage and had given orders not to let him in the factory. As regards Mr. Frank's linen, Mr. Haas said he was Mr. Frank's attorney and requested that we go to Mr. Frank's house and look over the clothes he had worn the week before and the laundry too. Yes, we went out there and examined it. Mr. Frank had had no opportunity to telephone his house from the time we mentioned it until we got out there. He went with us and showed us the dirty linen. I examined Newt Lee's house. I found a bloody shirt in the bottom of a Dothis barrel there on Tuesday.